Okay guys, before we start the video, just quickly, First Man is so much more than just a YouTube channel. We've got digital products, we've got physical products. The digital products include courses, books, ebooks, etc. And the physical products is everything from supplements to clothing to grooming products to the paperback physical copy of our book. So the two links will be below. Go and check them out, guys. And now back to the video you came here to watch. Okay guys, welcome back to another quick video. I just want to let you guys know that nothing really happens when you're comfortable. So I remember this summer I was sleeping around a lot, I was going out a fair bit, I was spending more money on like clothes and stuff and doing fun shit, traveling to London, booking a hotel with a woman, going out for a meal. I was comfortable, I was settled, I had a lot of money available, it was fun, I enjoyed it. But there's little progression that's happening. Whereas if we were to put that into context, like right now, I have a lot less money because I'm investing it all into the business. It puts you in a difficult situation where you're like, oh, can we afford that? Okay, how can we get that money available? How can we free up that money? It makes me uncomfortable. It puts me on edge. We're trying new things. I've got new skills that I'm trying to push over, like creating a documentary. Okay, how do we storyboard this? How do we book in all the guests? Like, this is stuff that I'm doing for the first time. It worries me a little. It puts me on the back foot. You feel a little bit anxious. I'm having a lot more restless, sleepless nights, so to speak. But I'm getting the best progression of my life. Like, nothing really happens in this world without feeling uncomfortable. And I look back to the summer and I'm like, yeah, it was fun, but I was kind of just floating about like some worthless bum. Now, prior to that, moving into this place, setting everything up, getting products released, etc., I was under stress again. It was difficult. I was packaging all the supplements and then pushing them over to the fulfillment company, getting all that set up. And the business progressed. We made the most money of our life. In the summer, kind of just chilling, enjoying the money. Yeah, it was okay, but I didn't feel a lot of progression. As soon as I make myself uncomfortable again, and I do things that I'm not familiar with, and I do things that are difficult, and I start struggling again. I'm like, this is hard. I'm not enjoying my days as much as I used to. Like, this isn't as easy as it was a few months ago. Why did I spend that money? That's put me in a real difficult situation. Yes, it wasn't necessarily good to me, but it was great for me. And that makes a massive difference in life, okay? When you put yourself in those uncomfortable scenarios on your own. It's almost like if it's pissing down with rain and you're getting soaked, you hate it. Whereas if it was pissing down with rain and you were in a swimming pool, you'd be like, oh, it doesn't even, like, it's fine. I'm already wet, right? And that's the way you've got to look at it is, when you're going to the gym, if you're absolutely pushing yourself, you're doing new stuff, you're butchering yourself, you're taking on new challenges, you're hiring new coaches, you're doing things that are slightly at a push. You're saying, oh, can we make that happen? And when you do these things, you force yourself to become better. You search for extra answers. Things are difficult. We need to come up with a solution. You wouldn't have done that otherwise. Chaos forces you to look for solutions. And now that I've put myself back into chaos, the business has become stronger. I've come up with 101 new ideas. I've evolved as a man. I feel a million times more confident again. And, this business has pushed on to a level that I knew it could, but I didn't think it could do it this quickly, especially with the streaming platform. We've knocked that out of the ballpark. I've been shocked at what we've been able to put together. And that's what it comes from, just going, fuck it, balls on the table, let's see what we can get out of this. But as soon as you become comfortable again and you're in a lifestyle where you're like, hey, this is quite nice, the stick or twist moment, not a lot takes place, not a lot of growth happens. So you need to put yourself in those uncomfortable moments where, yeah, it's not nice. Yeah, it is difficult and whatnot. But what comes off the back of that is an overall improvement in every area of life. Like, everything becomes drastically better. And I know, like, even as tough as this has been, I know in a roundabout, I'll probably sit there in August, my birthday in August or something. I'll sit and I'll reflect on the year and I'll be like, wow, look what we've done. That's incredible. If I moved into this place a year ago today, and if I reflect on everything that I've done within that year and what I've accomplished, it's incredible. It's actually unbelievable. Like, all the different areas, I wrote them down yesterday, all the different areas that I've worked on, what I've improved upon.
I'm very happy at how that year's gone. And that comes from, like I said, going, let's try something new. Let's do something new. Let's take on new challenges. Let's invest a little bit more than we did last year. Let's just see. Let's put ourselves in an uncomfortable position so that we're forced to come up with better solutions. Your brain doesn't work at an elite level when you're comfortable. It gets lazy, but when you put yourself in an uncomfortable position and you're forced to come up with a solution, you'd be very fucking shocked at how smart you actually are.